Regina, a new 20-bed recovery and wellness center will be built on the Ochapawachi Nation, helping those dealing with drug addictions and mental health struggles. In a media event held on Tuesday at the Hill Towers in Regina, it was revealed the Ochapawachi Nehiyaweven land-based recovery and wellness center will be funded partially by the Mosaic Company, which is investing $500,000 over the next 2 years to support the construction of the site, as the development is expected to cost $6 million. The rest of the money will come from the Cree First Nation raising capital funds. Ochapawachi Nation Chief Shelley A. Baer said the site was needed as the area was in a state of emergency. Ochapawachi Nation Chief Shelley A. Baer talks about the struggles the First Nation group had with handling addictions. Courtesy of Martin Old Hughes, the state of emergency was called due to the number of suicides in the area, along with the drug and overdoses the Cree First Nation was dealing with. Even though individuals living on the Ochapawachi Nation could get help with nearby detox centers, like the one that opened up in Sept. At the Kakawistaha First Nation, Baer noted people would go home after getting treatment at detox centers because they had to wait a long time to get into treatment centers. So, addicts would repeat the same cycle, which would cause individuals to eventually lose their lives. During COVID-19, Baer noted that there was an extended period where treatment centers were not open. When the centers finally opened, the waitlists were close to a year. With having a recovery and wellness center right in the local community, Baer said, it's something close by to work with our people. Baer later added, who knows best than the people that are part of what's going on around the community in the center of it? She also alluded to being able to keep the people of the Ochapawachi Nation at home for their treatment rather than seeing them go to a different province or even country to get aid. In attendance at the event was MLA for Musumin Monmart, Kevin Weedmark. Speaking to reporters, Weedmark addressed recognizing the crisis going on in indigenous communities. It's vitally important, and addictions are an issue that certainly impact First Nations communities, but also can impact anyone. MLA for Musumin Monmart, Kevin Weedmark talks about all the work the Ochapawachi Nation did to prepare for a new recovery and wellness center. Courtesy of Martin Old Hughes, Weedmark went on to mention the 500 new addiction spaces that the SASC party announced back in 2023 as part of a nearly $50 million investment to tackle drug addictions. Of those 500 new spaces, Weedmark said the province is up to around 235 spaces. In terms of people being able to get treatment faster, Weedmark noted, the province is going to be moving to a centralized system where people will be on one waiting list and go to wherever the treatment is available. A reporter brought up a topic regarding whether spaces like the new Ochapawachi Nehiyaweven land-based recovery and wellness center can be built faster. Weedmark responded with, we'd like to get them done as soon as possible. But especially when you're building a new facility, you know, there are timelines that you simply can't push too far without compromising safety. In terms of the cost for operating the building, Weedmark said the province will pay all the operating costs for the 20 space site after it opens as part of the action plan for mental health and addictions. As for how much money that would be, Weedmark could not say the exact amount. Looking ahead to new recovery and wellness centers, Weedmark pointed out the government is actively working with groups and hoping to announce new centers in the near future. When asked if the government is looking to focus on certain areas, Weedmark would not give specific details. But did say, it's absolutely wonderful to see that local community engagement on this project. Also in attendance was Mosaic CEO Bruce Bodini. When discussing the $500,000 Mosaic is giving to the Ochapawachi Nation, Bodini was asked about the company dealing with revenues that were stolen from the indigenous people. Bodini admitted Mosaic has not been perfect. But, I, Bodini, think we've come a long way focusing on community investment, new hires, as well as our procurement, as well as our share of procurement in the province, with 15% targets for each of those by the end of this year. And we are there on almost all of them and anticipate to be there by the end of this year. So again, we've got learnings that we continue to strive for to do better. We need to do better. I can't defend what was done in the past, but I can only control in our leadership team how we move forward. And I think we're moving forward in a very positive, constructive way. Despite all that's happened in the past, Bodini called today's announcement as a fun day. Bodini is commitment to improving communities that surround Mosaic's operations. As for the facility, it will begin construction in the spring. The location of the new Recovery and Wellness Center will be south of Broadview, Sask.